Welcome back to Who's Talking? Franco in the studio, but not alone, thankfully. I've got Darren Franta with me. He's going to help us in a little while with the Olympic Sports Report. And Mr. Basketball, T. Gates, will help us in just a few moments. Quickly, we've got to take care of some housekeeping. First off, the LeClaire Ryan player of the game. We're going to go with Smoke Mizell, like a broken record. But certainly, he broke records and finished top 16 all-time in a variety of categories. First in ACC history ever to have 1,500 yards rushing and 1,500 yards passing. In fact, he had 2,000 yards rushing. I think the guy played with so much heart and spunk this year. I think he set a really good example going forward for Broncos regime. All right, ACC football, there is one more game to be played, and we know who the teams are. The combatants are Clemson Tigers, representing the Atlantic Division, and VPI, the Hokies, representing the Coastal. And right now the spread is 10 points, the betting line. Hokies are underdogs, but I don't think anybody else in the conference would be anything but underdogs in this game. Clemson returns with the best quarterback in the league, and there's no accident that these guys can play. Now, in this game coming up, I'm going to handicap it real quick. I think Virginia Tech is going to have a hard time running the ball. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Jerod Evans. And unless Isaiah Ford and Phillips and Bucky Hodges have the games of their lives, it's going to be hard for them to pull off an upset. Now, with that said, all three of those guys are pretty good, and they could have the games of their lives. And the other thing is Tech can't fumble the ball three or four times. They fumbled a couple times against Virginia, and it didn't burn them. Clemson is not going to take this game lightly. Pre-game, post-game, inter-game, halftime, at any point in time, because they want to go back and play in the Final Four playoff. And I just think this is too much. Tech might beat the spread, but I don't think Tech can beat Clemson in this game. But we're going to leave it at that. All right, let's talk Virginia basketball, Virginia basketball, Virginia basketball. And we have none other than Terry Gates here. Terry was in school with me. He played from 1979 to 1981, commonly teased by all his good buddies as the enforcer. He was a power forward.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, you were an enforcer, Hoss. I looked up some stats, and these things are hard to refute at this point. 257 rebounds, 235 fouls. And I think you got your money's worth on many of those fouls. There were no little love taps involved there. Also, he played in 96 games, and Terry was very resilient. He played with a bad hip, bad elbows, a bad neck, and he didn't come out of too many games. Although there was one time where Joe Geek told you to stay down. I think it was at Duke, maybe. You got elbowed below the waist, and he said, stay down. The camera's on you. Milk this thing for all it's worth. Is that true?
I was at Ohio State.
Ohio State.
No. He said, we're on. Yeah, Terry, relax. Relax. I said, Joe, I got to come out because you came on the floor. Like, you know, they're going to make a waste of time out on me. He said, Terry, relax. We're on national TV. He goes, how's your dad? Joey's sitting behind you. I mean, you know.
Well, we love Joe Geek, and that's why we had him on a couple years ago. But I also looked at some other interesting stats. There were 15 starts mixed in there, which I believe one of them was in the Final Four, wasn't it?
No, it was more than that. It was more than 15 starts. 15 starts the last two games. Believe it or not, my first year I started about half the games because of injuries. Now, I started the five games of the NIT that we won, and I started the five games in the Final Four year.
Right.
And there was five others. Ralph had the flu one time, senior night. You know, Raker couldn't pick a suitcase up. So if I took a suitcase to the bus, I got to start and said he didn't. So anyway, stuff like that.
It says here, Terry, that you had 69 assists.
Sure.
That's pretty impressive because you were sent in there to protect Ralph on the backside and get rebounds.
I can throw bounce passes to Ralph. That was easy.
Okay. And you played.
Look who I was throwing assists to.
Yeah, you, Jeff Lamb.
And Lee Raker.
So
guys,
my question is, how come you didn't have about 200 assists?
That was Coach Jones's job. That's Coach.
Coach Jones.
I would have thought there'd be more than that than 69. I might have 69 in 1 year, but anyway.
All right, I'm going to make one comparison between a current player on the Wahoos to my man Terry Gates, and that's Jack Salt. Jack Salt is going to get more minutes this year because Austin Nichols decided to misbehave and get dismissed. The difference between you and Jack Salt, obviously he's a little bit bigger, a little bit more rugged, but not much more rugged, is that you were a better free throw shooter. And
that's not
difficult. You had a little bit more finesse when you commit your fouls, whereas Jack Salt apparently thinks he's a cement mixer.
He goes after it.
He goes after it. Yep. I mean, all right. Enough teasing. Let's talk about the basketball team winning the Emerald Isle Coast Classic thing. What do you think? What do you think of this team at this point? Give us your assessment.
Oh well, certainly it's a work in process. I think. You know, they had 13 players. My first question this year was, how are you going to play 13 people? The most important thing what happened so far, we've got two first-year kids that are redshirting. And that, having said that, then we had 11 players. So then Mr. Nichols, whatever he did to get dismissed, there's 10. So that just makes life a lot easier for the Jack Salts of the world and Mr. Reuter that you know gets to get some minutes that they weren't expecting. They get minutes where they can relax and play a little bit. They're not looking over their shoulder. And there's nothing worse than going into a game looking over your shoulder and knowing if you mess up, you come out. But so far, you've got 9 players in there averaging like 16 minutes to 26 minutes. So we haven't really had a selection process yet who's playing at crunch time because we really haven't any crunch times when you're 6-0. And the tournament was nice. The competition got a little bit better, but – it's not what they're going to see this week with Ohio State and West Virginia.
I agree with that. All right, looking at the current roster of performers for the Cavaliers, Devin Hall, a.k.a. Double Zero, he played 25 minutes. Terry loves to tell me how many minutes people play. Devin Hall he only took 2 jump shots, made 1 of them, but he was 2 for 2 from the line. He had 4 defensive rebounds. Committed 3 personal fouls against Providence. Shayok was 0-for-4, which is the first time this season he didn't scratch from the field. Kyle Guy was 2-for-2 from the field. He's the superstar freshman. Ty Jerome didn't shoot from the field, but he seems to pass the ball pretty well. Isaiah Wilkins, a shocking 4-for-4 from the field. Mamadi Diakite, 4-of-6, and who would believe you got this 6-foot-10 center or forward, standing 20 feet from the basket, just throwing them up and making some of them. He was actually 2 of 3 from three-point land, and he scratched 10 points in the game in only 17 minutes. And that was most of that damage was second half when the game was pretty close. Mm-hmm. London Perantes was praised today by Tony Bennett in the press conference, who said that you know, it's the collective of the team, production, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts talking about London. He says, you know, he loves London Perantes for his poise and patience and when to be assertive. Terry, talk to us about when a offensive player becomes assertive that maybe has been just letting the flow of the game move around him.
Well, he likes the flow. He likes being the conductor out there. I mean, he's very low-key. He likes to be cool and aloof a little bit. But if you notice some of these second halves when you need to score, when they haven't scored, he will step up and shoot that open three. And I think it was like last year. I think for the longest part last year, he was averaging more points in ACC games than he was in the preseason game. So he needs to step up this year. He's averaging, just under 10 points a game. He needs to be at 15. I would not be surprised if he's higher than that when we get to the Ohio States, the West Virginias, and the ACC action. He needs to be the go-to guy on that team if he's open.
You know what? I agree 100% with that. It's interesting. Who do you think will be the number 2 assertive offensive player? Is it Shayok?
Whoa.
Or is it going to be Devin Hall? Or is it going to be Darius Thompson?
I mean, Devin Hall could be, but I think he's still looking at his shooting percentage from last year and so far this year. You know, there's a young man who does everything right, but he needs to step up at certain times and make shots, and it's a repetitive thing. He doesn't have that history behind him. You mentioned Shayok. I mean, he looked good and very efficient and succinct in some of his moves early on. But if you look at the Providence game, he looked kind of out of control a little bit. And he may shoot to shoot. And that's not always necessarily bad because you need guys that want to shoot. But, he's a work in process. And you mentioned earlier, Mamadi, He is the upside of that team. He is truly the upside with his shot blocking ability, his rebounding ability, his youthfulness, his size. He's not scared of anything. Think how we lost, unfortunately, last year was against Syracuse. Two young men who just stepped up, two first-year guys, two freshmen at Syracuse, didn't know the stage they were on and say, I like this shot. Give it to me. Give me the ball. So you need some of those guys. You don't want to be playing patty cake like we've always played in the last couple of years because we've had a Joe Harris and we've had a Malcolm Brogdon, two guys that could and would take and were very successful taking these shots with 3, 4, 5 seconds to go on the shot clock.
You know, let's talk about Kyle Guy for a second. There have been really good shooters that have come into the ACC. At the very end of his recruiting, both North Carolina and Duke threw the kitchen sink at him, tried to get him to change his position and decommit from Virginia and look at them. And his coach told him, you know, no way, Jose. And they kept trying, and they couldn't get anywhere. Talk to me about what you see in Kyle Guy.
Well, there's a young man who's very active with or without the ball. I think he's very confident in what he's doing. Obviously, he's Indiana's Mr. Basketball. That's no easy feat in itself. But I think he looks to shoot. He looks to, you know, come off picks and catch and release. He is going to be very, very important to them because he could be, at times, the go-to guy and when you need a lift off the bench. To bring he and Shayok in off the bench, that's, you know, you're if you're playing defense, you're only playing 6 or 7 guys, and you're playing Virginia. These two guys come off the bench. You're not taking in any breather when that happens because, Guy is all over the place running through picks and like I say, Mariel Sheck, he likes to shoot the basketball. He likes to put the ball on the ground. So they've got a lot of weapons this year. The question kind of comes in my mind, you know, at crunch time, who steps up?
So. Let's look at this.
It won't be Jack Salt, I don't think. Okay?
No.
Let's just get that straight right now.
So Virginia has Ohio State this Wednesday night, 9 o'clock game, ACC Big Ten Challenge. That's at 9 o'clock. December the 3rd, Virginia hosts West Virginia. On December 6th, Virginia hosts East Carolina. Then they have exams. And then December
7th. Those are their exams right there, okay?
That's right. There. Then on December 17th, they have Robert Morris. Yeah. The 21st, they're at California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. December 28th, they play at Louisville, first ACC game.
Yep. Do they?
Yeah, they do. And Terry loves going out there because they have really good bourbon. Don't tell anybody. Yeah. All right, we're going to head to break. And when we come back on the other side, more basketball and the Olympic Sports Report. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.